anti-Semitism, of course, matters. It's particularly great matters to me because, you know, my whole family was killed for no other reason that I was born into a Jewish family, you know. I mean, I couldn't be anything else. I couldn't be a boy. I was born a girl. I was born in a Jewish family. I was born Jewish. And of course, you know, this is much broader because so many people are being misunderstood or maligned for whatever they were born or the way they look or what have you.
Holocaust survivor Gerda Weissman-Klein has spent a lifetime educating others about the need for tolerance and understanding. For 60 years, she has written and spoken about her experiences in Nazi slave labor camps and on a death march through Germany at the end of the war, intended to eliminate all remaining witnesses. Klein survived that march and, in fact, met her husband among the American soldiers who liberated her in 1945. Her experiences, like her writings, are full of tragedy, but also of hope. Welcome to Voices on Antisemitism, a free podcast series of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. I'm Daniel Green. Every other week, we invite a guest to reflect about the many ways that antisemitism and hatred influence our world today. Here's Holocaust survivor Gerda Weissman-Klein.
You know, even in the darkest times of my life, when I was in the camps, slave labor concentration camps, you pinned your hopes on the slightest thing. You know, if somebody just reached out to you or put their arm around you, or if you got a little bigger portion of bread, it was a blessing. Consequently, I do believe in the basic goodness of people, but by the same token, you know, I'm not a Pollyanna. I don't feel it's been, you know, pixie dust that has surrounded me, and I feel, you know, survival is an incredible privilege to be free, to have children, to have grandchildren, to walk without fear, to write, to do anything. But it's also a very deep obligation. Look, basically, I've been an optimist. If I hadn't been an optimist, I wouldn't be here. But I am terribly concerned what intolerance, which unfortunately now has been awakened again, might be doing to the safety of children. I mean, I think since September 11th, we have found that we have not been as safe as I had hoped and prayed that the world would be. And quite honestly, sometimes I feel I've lived too long, you know. Unfortunately now there are no lines, there are no frontiers, there's nothing to cross. It's an entirely different war, a war which erupts any place. So this is what is so terribly frightening and so sad, that a very small minority of fanatics could destroy the world. And of course, this is terribly painful to see the most vicious and most horrible acts that have been committed on behalf of religion. And I'm quite sure that this is not what God wants. I do believe that we have to fight all kinds of intolerance. And I think it hangs together, being religious intolerance, racial intolerance. And people have asked me, you know, how many people were on the death march? 40,000, 4,000? I mean, it makes no difference, 40,000, 4,000, you know, unless you identify with one person. And until the world learns that that we all have the same hearts, you know, some a little kinder than others. And I think this is why it is important to talk about it and to give people hope, you know. Thank you.
Voices on Antisemitism is a free podcast series of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. Join us every other week to hear a new perspective on the continuing threat of antisemitism in our world today. To contribute your thoughts to our series, please call 888-70-USHMM or visit our website at www.ushmm.org. At that site, you can also listen to Voices on Genocide Prevention, a podcast series on contemporary genocide.